We are listening to the Gospel of Mark. Remember how this is the first gospel written. It is the shortest, and it's very fast-paced. And so we hear today our Lord's inaugural address, his first words. And in verse 15, he said simply, "Repent and believe in the gospel." Other translations will say, "Believe in the good news." Remember, gospel is a Greek word for good news. Jesus Christ is the good news we are to believe in. It's a great verse for us today because on this third Sunday in ordinary time, Pope Francis has established this Sunday as a Sunday for the Word of God. He said it's a Sunday where he wants his parishes all throughout the world to celebrate, to study, and to disseminate the Word of God. So let me welcome all of you to Word of God Sunday. He reminds us of the words of Saint Jerome, who wrote, "Ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ." And so I have a story to tell you about how I began to move from my ignorance of Scripture, how I began to study the Word of God. It all began in my freshman year at North Dakota State University. I was living in Thompson Hall. I was playing my trombone for the Gold Star Marching Band. I was there so long ago, the Bison played football outside, by the way. And I was studying pre-law, and I was studying humanities. I was moving forward with my plan for my life. Being a priest was the furthest thing from my mind. After Mass one Sunday at the Newman Center, I said to my good friend Lee Ziegler, I said, "Hey, let's go on this overnight next weekend with the Campus Crusades for Christ." The Campus Crusades for Christ was a Protestant campus ministry. I had friends in it, and they invited me to attend. I remember that evening as if it happened yesterday. In the evening, when we all sat around a fire, pretty much everyone there began to question me and Lee about our Catholic faith. And I remember eventually the point of it all was that we need to belong to a Bible-based church. And the Catholic Church is not a Bible-based church. And it was a cordial conversation. It's just that we didn't have the answers we felt we needed. And I thought, really? I mean, I said, "Listen, I got a Bible in the second grade when I received my first Holy Communion." And they said, "Well, the sacraments are not found in the Bible." I said, "Well, we listen to the Bible at Mass." "No, the Mass is not in the Bible. The Pope is not in the Bible." I said, "Well, I mean, we know the Bible." And I was digging deep. We heard from the book of Jonah today. I mean, I actually brought up in our Catholic elementary school, we reenacted the story of Jonah and the whale. I won the part to be Jonah. I said, "You're looking at Jonah here from the fourth grade." They weren't impressed. They would hear none of it. The Catholic Church is not a Bible-based church, and we need to belong to their Bible-based church. It was the darndest thing I ever heard. Later on, Lee said, "Schumacher, I don't know what you got us into, And I said, Lee, listen, I'm for right now, I'm sorry, but I'm going to find out. Then I met Father Bob Laliberty. He was a scripture professor at the universities in Fargo and in Moorhead. Now Monsignor Laliberty, he was the first person in my life to open my mind to scriptures. Remember that story of the road to Emmaus? After the crucifixion, the risen Lord appears and walks with his disciples, and he explains scripture to them. And there's a verse in that 24th chapter of Luke where it says, he opened their minds to understand scripture. That's what Monsignor Laliberty did for me. For the first time, the Bible was not words on a page, but it was something living with the Spirit of Christ. Monsignor Laliberty taught me how historically it was the Catholic Church that formulated the Bible, that wrote the Bible. He taught me about how our tradition established the books we have in the Bible today. He made me read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, where it says simply, all scripture is inspired by God. You've heard that, and we believe that. He said, all scripture is inspired by God, but he asked me, what is scripture? And I said, well, these are the books of scripture. He said, where in the Bible does it say those are the books? He asked me, who said we're going to use the gospels that are true, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we're not going to use other gospels? You know there's other gospels. He asked me, who said we're not going to use the gospel of Peter, or the gospel of Thomas, or the gospel of Judas, or the gospel of Mary Magdalene? He said the Catholic Church said that. And so he taught me how sacred tradition is necessary along with sacred scripture. He taught me how to believe in the gospel is to believe in the church Christ established with Peter, the first pope. And he taught me how every sacrament we celebrate is explicitly in sacred scripture. He said to me, the Catholic Church is the Bible-based church. And again, it was the darndest thing I ever heard. I'm going through all of this at the age of 18. Had it not been for him, today I could be preaching for the Campus Crusades for Christ. I mean, you never know. And I wouldn't mind it because I would like to preach for over an hour. I mean, I could do it. I think I could do it. But the last thing he taught me was why we in our Catholic Church do not preach for over an hour. He taught me how the liturgy of the Word leads us to the liturgy of the Eucharist. And I'll never forget the simple analogy he made with a sign to a city. Now, I went up to Williston recently, and this is the sign that greets you when you enter my hometown of Williston. But it says, welcome to Williston. Monsignor Laliberty said, that sign says Williston, but it's not Williston. It's pointing you to something beyond. Monsignor Laliberty said, when we hear the Word of God, it is pointing us to where the Word of God is made present in the Mass. How the liturgy of the Eucharist points us to the liturgy of the Eucharist. The Word points us to the Eucharist. We don't just hear the Word of God here. We actually receive it to be transformed by it. Pope Francis spoke about that, how there is an unbreakable bond, he said, between sacred scripture and the Holy Eucharist. Remember that scene again? Jesus himself was walking with his disciples, explaining scripture to them, but they didn't recognize him until when? until the breaking of the bread. So that overnight with the Campus Crusade for Christ with Lee Ziegler, that changed my life, because that forced me in my life to look at the Word of God differently, and it became something very real. After that, believe it or not, my life was launched into the charismatic movement. I became involved with the charismatic movement, which actually gave me the guts in my life to give up all my dreams. I gave up my dream to be a lawyer, and I entered this seminary. And you know, when you think of how things work out in life, I think of the saying I've heard from time to time, God is a funny guy. And so, my dear people, on this Sunday of the Word, that's how the Word of God has affected me, and the Word of God has affected all of you too, in different ways. Be sure of it. And be sure that listening to the Word always leads us to this altar where we receive the Word who became flesh. To believe in the gospel is to believe in what we're about to do now in the liturgy of the Eucharist. Let's prepare for that. Amen. Let's stand and profess what we believe.